Today, we're keeping this practical and producer-focused, even without a fixed topic in front of you. The goal is the same: make your drum and bass ideas clearer, stronger, and more intentional inside Ableton. So as you go through this, think less about collecting techniques and more about training your ears and your decision-making. That's where the real progress happens. When you're building DNB, every element has a job. The kick and bass need to drive the tune. The drums need movement and punch. The mids, atmospheres, and effects need to create energy without clogging the mix. If too many sounds are fighting for attention, the drop loses impact fast. So the first habit to build is simple. Ask yourself, what is the main thing the listener should feel right now? If it's the groove, let the drums lead. If it's the bass phrase, give it space. If it's a tension moment, strip things back and let the transition do the work. That kind of clarity is huge in drum and bass, because the genre moves fast. There's so much rhythmic information flying at the listener that weak choices get exposed immediately. Strong choices feel effortless. Inside Ableton, start by isolating the core of the idea. Usually that means drums, sub, and the main bass or musical hook. Mute anything decorative for a moment. Then listen again. Does the track still feel exciting? Does it still move? If the answer is yes, you've probably got a solid foundation. If it suddenly feels empty or confused, that tells you the main idea isn't strong enough yet, and that's actually useful information. Here's a good working method. Build the groove first. Get the drums speaking properly with the bass before you worry about polishing details. In DNB, that relationship is everything. You can have amazing sound design, but if the drums and bass don't lock, the track won't hit. So bring in your kick and snare. Make sure the snare has authority. Then work the hats, tops, rides, percussion, and ghost notes around that backbone. Once the groove is moving, bring in the sub and your bass layers. Check how the kick interacts with the sub. Check how the snare cuts through the bass energy. If needed, use EQ, envelope shaping, saturation, or sidechain control to stop things masking each other. What to listen for here is whether the low end feels tight and confident, or blurred and inconsistent. You want weight, but you also want timing to feel precise. If the low end is smearing across the groove, the whole tune starts to feel smaller. Another thing to listen for is whether your drums still feel alive once the bass comes in. A lot of producers make great drums in isolation, then bury them under aggressive mid-bass layers. If the drums lose urgency when the full drop plays, don't just turn them up blindly. Look at the bass tone, stereo width, transient content, and frequency buildup around the snare and upper kick region. This is one reason layering matters so much in DNB. A sub should handle the true low-end weight. Your mid-bass layers can bring character, aggression, texture, and movement. But if every layer is trying to do every job, the result gets messy fast. Split the roles clearly. Let each sound specialize. That works so well in drum and bass because the genre relies on speed, contrast, and impact. Clean role separation gives you heavier drops, clearer grooves, and more room for variation. It's not about making things thinner. It's about making them hit harder. Now, when you're shaping ideas in Ableton, use arrangement as a production tool, not just a place where clips sit on a timeline. Drag elements in and out. Create moments of tension by removing the sub for half a bar. Let a drum fill answer the bass phrase. Automate a filter to open just before the snare lands. Tiny changes like that create momentum, and momentum is what keeps a DNB tune feeling expensive. A strong trick is to loop a key section, maybe 8 or 16 bars, and keep refining the conversation between elements. Not just the sounds themselves, but how they respond to each other. When the bass gets more complex, maybe the drums simplify. When the hats get busier, maybe the atmospheres pull back. That contrast is musical. It gives the listener something to follow. And don't underestimate silence. A short gap before a hit can be more powerful than another layer. Bass creates impact, especially in DNB, where everything is moving quickly. A well-placed pause resets the ear and makes the next moment land harder. As you work, be careful with overprocessing. It's easy to stack devices in Ableton, because the tools are right there and the workflow is fast. But more processing does not automatically mean more power. Sometimes one clean EQ move, one controlled saturator, and one well-judged compressor is enough. The question is always whether the change improves the groove, the tone, or the clarity. If you're not sure, level match and compare. Bypass the device and listen honestly. Did it really make the sound better, or just louder and more exciting for a second? That discipline will save you a lot of time. Also, trust repetition a bit more than you think. In drum and bass, the groove often gets stronger when the core idea repeats with small evolution, rather than constant random changes. Let the main motif establish itself, then reward the listener with variation in the right places, a fill, a new resample, a switch in drum texture, a call and response phrase, a brief automation lift. That balance between consistency and surprise is where a lot of pro-level arrangement lies. If you ever feel stuck, reduce the session to the essentials again. Drums, sub, main bass, maybe one musical or atmospheric layer. Rebuild from there. That reset can show you exactly what the tune actually needs, instead of what you've been adding out of habit. And remember, progress does not come from making every track perfect. It comes from finishing ideas, testing choices, and sharpening your taste. Keep going. Every session teaches you something if you listen properly, so the key takeaways are clear. Focus on the core idea first. Get the drums and bass locked before chasing detail. Give each layer a specific role. Use Ableton's flexibility to create movement through muting, automation, and contrast. Keep checking what the low end is doing, and keep asking whether each sound is helping the groove or just taking up space. Now take this straight into practice. Open one of your current DNB projects, strip it back to the essential elements, and spend time making that foundation hit as hard as possible. Then rebuild only what truly adds energy, clarity, or vibe. Do that well, and your productions will start sounding tighter, more confident, and a lot more professional.